News analyst Daniel Schorr has been watching events in and around the White House this week and trying to view them from a new perspective.
On a radio talk show the other day, a caller asked whether 60 years in journalism had left me cynical. I gave an inconclusive answer, later thought about it some more, and decided to try, in the spirit of the season, to look at the world with a less jaundiced eye. Federico Peña, who was being replaced as Secretary of Transportation, was getting ready to sell his home and get out of town when suddenly yesterday he was advised that President Clinton had another job for him, Secretary of Energy. Now, a cynic might think that this was because of pressure from Hispanic groups incensed at the prospect of not being represented in the new cabinet. I prefer to think that Peña displayed some hitherto unknown qualification in the field of nuclear energy. Speaking of the cabinet, a week ago last night, the president had a long and heartfelt talk with Attorney General Janet Reno, which neither will publicly discuss, then announced next day that, after all, she's being retained. A cynic might connect that with the fact that about that time she was informing him of subpoenas for his campaign fund and his legal defense fund, and firing her might be perceived as obstruction of justice. I prefer to believe that the president suddenly remembered her forthright independent record and decided that she graced his cabinet. Then Speaker Newt Gingrich, who admittedly signed a false statement to the House Ethics Committee about who paid for the college course that he taught. He explained that his lawyer wrote it, and he signed it without reading it. His friend, Representative John Linder, says it must be so because it would be pretty dumb to willfully lie to the committee. Now, everybody knows that Gingrich is not dumb, even if he does such things as complain about where he is seated on the president's airplane. But let me, as a non-cynic, try to believe that the speaker doesn't read sensitive documents that he signs. And finally, the FBI, which, when not busy unmasking its spies, is investigating its leaks. Director Louis Freeh says the Bureau has tried its darndest and failed to discover who leaked word that Richard Jewell was the leading suspect in the Atlanta bombing, and who leaked word that the Montana cabin of the Unabomber suspect was going to be raided hours before it was raided. Not in memory has the FBI discovered the source of an FBI leak. It would be cynical to suspect that agents don't try very hard to plug leaks from within their ranks, but I'm sure they tried their best. Now, let me tell you that trying not to be cynical in this town is not easy, but how am I doing so far? This is Daniel Schorr.